the Rapids podcast is presented by Advocare, the official sports nutrition partner of the Colorado Rapids.
Has some angle. Can he find the three? Oh, that is beautiful. Raji's got the speed. Has he got the touch? There's your answer.
Hello and welcome to episode number 260 of the Rapids podcast, brought to you this week from England's green and pleasant land, here for a relative's 100th birthday, which involved receiving a signed card from Her Majesty the Queen herself. Plenty of rushing around while here, but also trying to keep tabs on the Rapids' first competitive contest under new head coach Anthony Hudson and a whole host of new names. In this episode, we'll collate all the recollections of a bitterly cold night in Commerce City when the Rapids were defeated 2-0 at home in the first leg of the Scotiabank CONCACAF Champions League game by treble-winning Toronto FC. The second leg and a tough ask coming up at BMO Field on Tuesday night, February the 27th. Now, before we rattle through interviews with seven characters from last Tuesday's tussle, let's bring you news from around the club. It's been another week in which the steady stream of new faces has continued. Joe Mason arrived from Wolverhampton Wanderers earlier in the week, joining his former teammate Jack Price. Mason is on a season-long loan deal, with the deal being secured using general allocation money. Also joining the Rapids, fourth-round draft pick Nicky Jackson was signed to a pro contract.
Colorado Rapids 2018 season tickets are on sale now. Don't miss out on the action as the Rapids take the field for 17 home matches at Dick's Sporting Goods Park.
And it's Marlon Hairston in the blink of an eye. They're back on level terms. This is some contest.
Go to coloradorapids.com to find out about the exclusive season ticket member benefits, including meet the team party, game day experiences, and stadium discounts. Go to coloradorapids.com.
The first MLS game of the new season is on March the 10th, away to New England Revolution. The first game, though, under the new regime came on Tuesday past against Toronto FC in the Champions League round of 16. Come kickoff on Tuesday, it was a mere 10 degrees Fahrenheit. Goals in the second half for Jonathan Osorio and Sebastian Jovinko have given the Canadian club a massive advantage to take back to Ontario for the second leg. But what of the performance from the new-look Rapids? Here are the post-game thoughts of new head coach Anthony Hudson.
Overall, disappointed to lose the game. It was certainly, as I said before the game, an incredible test for us to play against the champions early in pre-season. But I think overall, considering where we're at in terms of, and I mentioned this yesterday, in terms of where we're at in terms of the squad, I think we had probably, you know, six new players in the starting 11. I think we're 3.5-4 weeks into pre-season. Me personally, although we're incredibly, after the game, disappointed that we didn't get the result, I'm really pleased with the progression in terms of how a new team is developing. And Yeah, it was a lot of positives tonight. We had a very, very strong first half. I thought we were organised. You know, we've implemented a new system and a style of play. Six brand new players in there. A few of those players have only just shown up into camp. And I thought defensively we were organised first half. And even with the ball, I think probably with a stronger team, we probably created the best chance of the game in the first half. And we had half chances around that. There was loads of positives in the first half. And I think really, second half, as it went on, we just, you know, first 90 minutes in altitude, second 90 minutes together under our belt. And the things you would sort of see when you've played a second 90 minutes, first game in altitude, new team, it's just we started getting a little bit stretched in the second half, a little bit loose with some of our passing, these types of things. But certainly these things are quite what you'd expect in pre-season. What we do now is we'll analyse the game and then we'll do a review with the players. And again, I said this before, this is a game that It's a tournament that we respect, and it's a fantastic tournament. The reality is also we are a team with half new players. We're 3.5 weeks into pre-season, And the priority for this new team is to make sure we're ready for the start of the season. And but the bottom line is we still wanted to win the game tonight. So we've got to keep just pushing ahead with pre-season. That's where we're at. Before the game, I was not concerned, but I was, you know, you're playing against the champions who have prepared in altitude for the last 2 weeks or whatever. They've got a team that's been together for a long time. They've won everything. I think maybe they've got one new player in their starting 11. So we come into this game and we've had the pre-season, you know, short time together. So many new faces in the team. We're still expecting one or two more to join us. And we're still trying to get match fitness under our legs. And it's the reason why I wanted to make changes and affect the game. But also a big part of me is saying, no, the right thing to do is make sure that these guys need 90 minutes under their belt. First game in altitude, I wasn't sure about that. You know, coming into the game, playing against Toronto, have prepared in altitude. I just wasn't sure how we would cope with that against a team that have been playing in altitude for a lot longer than us. So all of these things added up. You know, I come into the game and what it was for me is just, it's a real good test to see where we're at. And I think, you know, without repeating myself about the first half, I was incredibly encouraged for a new team in altitude against the champions to do what they do. We'll get better. It's another step forward from the last couple of games. So I'm pleased. I'm really pleased. I'm proud of the players. And also, just to knock the sort of edge off that pride, is the fact that we're disappointed. Of course we're disappointed that we didn't get the result.
Anthony Hudson there talking after the game against Toronto last Tuesday. One other piece of news from this week, forgot to tell you, the signing of Enzo Martinez from Charlotte Independence, the Rapids USL affiliate. Martinez played all 90 minutes of the Toronto tie and had this to say after the game.
I feel disappointed obviously because of the result. But I think the team worked really hard. I think there's a lot of positives that we can take, especially from the first half. And, you know, we can learn a lot from this game, everyone and especially me.
You seemed to fit in there pretty quickly. Didn't seem to have any issues. Was it any different at all or just normal game for you?
No, I appreciate that. And I felt okay. You know, I felt good. And I felt like as the past weeks, being part of the team, understanding each other, and it's just the same game as every day.
Now, where can you guys regroup and get ready for this second leg against Toronto next weekend?
Yeah, obviously we're going to have to go back and look at the tape and see the things that we need to improve on. It's a task that, you know, it's a little bit more difficult now, obviously being 2-0 down. But I think everyone in this team believes and is going to work towards achieving that.
There we have Enzo Martinez. Well, two former Rapids players were in the Toronto camp for Tuesday's encounter. Among them, head coach Greg Vanney.
Tough night to play. It's cold. The field's got a layer of ice, and it's chilly, right? Obviously, so. But I thought both teams tried to do their best to play on the night. You know, they gave us some challenges. We were a little bit too spread out in the first half. We reorganized ourselves a little bit better in the second half, and I thought we had, you know, we took control of things and started to get the better of the chances. But challenging night to play. So most important thing is I think everybody got through healthy on both sides, and you know, we'll prepare to play next week. I haven't spoken really to the guys. The hope is, you know, spending a little time in Mexico, Mexico City at 7,000 feet gave us something tonight. I'm not sure, given the temperature, that anybody was thinking for 1 second about the altitude. I think they were thinking just stay warm, so keep moving. So I think the weather outplayed the altitude on the night. I haven't, and like I said, I haven't spoken to anybody. They were just, I think both teams in a lot of ways were just getting in their own way, getting through it, but obviously trying to put their best performance and get the best result possible. But at the same time, it was tough out there. And speaking for the guys, it was a tough night.
Greg Vanney there, who was watching from the sidelines on Tuesday night. Drew Moore, well, he was very much in the thick of the action.
I've been trying to tell these guys how great the weather here is in Colorado, and tonight proved me very, very wrong. No, it was cold. But I still think once you got warmed up, got the blood flow going and the adrenaline started pumping, it wasn't terrible. It was just a matter of getting warmed up and getting yourself ready, you know.
You guys walk away with a clean sheet and two away goals to head back to BMO Field. Is this about as good a result as you could have hoped for?
Yeah, it's a good result on the road. Two away goals, Thought we left a little bit there still. Could have been more, but you can't complain too much. Overall performance was good, but still room for improvement. And so we'll go back and watch the video and talk about it and, go finish the job back home.
More to come from Tuesday's game. A reminder that the first home game of the regular season is 4 weeks this Saturday against Sporting Kansas City. You can get your tickets from coloradorapids.com or by calling 303-825-GOAL. This part of the Rapids podcast is brought to you by Lunazul Tequila, made using only the best ingredients and classic techniques. Lunazul Tequila, one sip and you know. Well, this week's parting shot, FC Dallas's partnership with Bayern Munich, that was announced earlier in the month. It is a massive step forward for MLS, not getting fleeced by the larger European clubs, we hope, going forward. It's a, quote, multi-year partnership which will offer players within both professional academies a pathway to soccer in the US and Germany. Dallas and Bayern will also come together to exchange talent, allowing young players to experience different coaching styles and settings to enhance their development. Apparently, continuing with the subject, in addition to coaches exchanging ideas, opportunities will also be created for youngsters to play fixtures against one another in their respective countries. But beware. FC Bayern Munich's executive board member for internationalization and strategy, Jörg Wacker, was quoted as saying, "Our intention from the beginning has been to help support the growth of soccer in the US, supporting the existing development of players. For us," he went on to say, "FC Dallas is the ideal partner." Now, don't get me wrong, I'm sure Bayern Munich's expertise will indeed benefit the growth of the game in the USA. But they, like many Premier League clubs which opened academies across the continent of Africa, will also identify earlier any young talent which they can then maybe look to lure to Bavaria. But I'm sure FC Dallas have gone into this agreement with their eyes wide open. Prior to this, MLS clubs could potentially lose young players they've developed for little or no compensation. After all, employment laws elsewhere place the US and MLS clubs at a disadvantage. Just look at the likes of Jack Wilshere and Aaron Lennon, two of many to have made their Premier League debuts as a 16-year-old. Now, as MLS players develop at a younger age, that will in turn benefit the league in North America. But it will also alert clubs from bigger soccer nations. Players being developed at a younger age, no longer U16 and U18, all the way back to U12, U14. Players being developed and identified at an earlier age, not only for MLS, but also those bigger clubs elsewhere around the world. But it seems this agreement for now might just benefit both parties, and that, as I said, is a big step forward. Three more players to hear from then, following the Champions League game midweek, starting with another debutant for the Rapids in former Wolverhampton Wanderers midfielder Jack Price.
Well, it was, you know, first half and second half was like chalk and cheese there. We did what the gaffer wanted first half. I think we just went off the plan second half, and you can see that. But I think it was key. We had good chances. You know, if they're one of the best teams in the league for the last couple of seasons, then, you know, we're going to be up there this season. But it's still, as the gaffer said, it's still pre-season for us, and it's good to get 90 minutes, another 90 minutes in the bank, and we'll keep working hard. You can see at times it's gelling, and we've still got work to do. But it's coming together, and we'll get there in the end. You know, it's 12 new players or 6 new starters today, so it'll come together.
And then what kind of happened in that second half? It seemed that things were pretty different out there.
I just think we just lost the plan in the first half. You know, we had a game plan, and I just think we went away from it a bit second half. It looked a bit ragged. You know, everyone was pressing, some weren't pressing. But, you know, we'll look back, we'll correct it, and we'll get it right.
And what do you need to do to, you know, get back on the right foot? Hopefully support the good performance in Toronto.
Yeah, well, you know, training. Just back into training in a couple of days. Work through the shape at the gaffer once, and, you know, hopefully it'll come together next Tuesday.
The two goals are very similar, you know, ball out wide to the touchline and then into the box. What did you see on there? What went wrong? What did you change on the goal?
I think, well, obviously one of them come from our corner. So we've got to lock that in, maybe just lock the edge of the box off. But I think it's a new team, we're gelling. I think you just got to, maybe just man mark a bit better than we did for the goals. But we'll learn and we'll go back to it training.
Thoughts on your relationship with Boateng that's been developing?
Yeah, it's developing well. I'm enjoying playing with Nano in the middle. And we know we can do better individually as well, especially second half. We're not happy with our performances, but it'll get better.
How do you think the weather conditions impacted the match today?
It was the same for both teams. You can't say, it wasn't great, was it? But, we had to deal with it. We knew it was there. We knew it was coming. We trained in it yesterday. We were well prepared for it. So it was no excuse in that.
What's the mindset, down two road goals going into leg two next week?
Yeah, it's not going to be easy to get it back, but we're still in the tie. Two goals. We get an early goal next week or we're right back in it, and that's what we'll plan to do.
Jack Price there speaking post-game. Others to make their first appearance for the Rapids included Edgar Castillo, Tommy Smith, Jack McBean, Declan Wynne, and, as we heard from earlier, Enzo Martinez. And so to the final word, that'll go to Jonathan Osorio and Michael Bradley, two players the Rapids will seek to get the better of when the teams meet again this coming Tuesday, this time at BMO Field in Toronto. These are their thoughts after that win in Commerce City.
It was a professional performance under really hard conditions. I thought the team came out with a really good attitude and really good mentality. It was not easy at all playing in those conditions, our objective was to win the game, and that's what we did.
And talk us through your goal. What did you see on that play when you nodded at home?
I just saw Seba go down the line. He got the ball down the line, so I made my way to the back post. That's where the space was, and Seba played a brilliant cross that, all I had to do was put it back to the other side, and luckily for me, it went exactly where I wanted it.
You guys get two away goals and you come home with a clean sheet as well. What's the confidence level now going back to BMO Field looking to finish it off?
Yeah, we're very confident. Regardless of the score, we're always confident going back to BMO. We wanted to get a result today so that we could play with a little bit of advantage going back home. And we're excited. We're just excited to get back home and play in front of our fans.
Michael, what did you think of this team's performance? You got two away goals. You come home with a clean sheet. Was this about as good of a performance as you could have asked for in any way, leg?
Yeah, I thought we handled the game in a really good, really professional way. I think it's clear to see for everybody how much this tournament means to us and how seriously we're taking it. Guys came back to preseason fit and sharp, and it's meant that we've been able to get right down to things with an eye towards this game tonight. And so we feel good about the result, but now we've got to go back to BMO and finish the job.
And MLS Cup feels like a long time ago now, but it was a pretty short off season. You guys got right back into it with LA and Mexico preseason camps. How much of that continuity do you think helped get you guys so prepared for this game to come out as such a cohesive unit?
Yeah, it's huge. All these things add up. We've had, by and large, the same group together now for a few years. We understand how we want to play. We obviously have the ability to tweak certain things and make certain changes without it changing what we're all about. We were the last team to finish last year and the first team to start this year. And again, that counts for something, because in terms of time off and everything, there's no time to lose fitness, to lose sharpness. And like I said, we have a group that enjoys being together, enjoys training, enjoys playing, and we're going to continue to go after things.
Michael Bradley and Jonathan Osorio in a cold Commerce City earlier this week. The second leg will be featured on Univision Deportes with a 6 p.m. kickoff on Tuesday, with the Rapids needing to score at least twice in Toronto. Well, that's all from this week's podcast. More from us next week. As always, thanks for your company. Do try and keep warm, and I'll catch up with you very, very soon. Until next time, it's goodbye for now.
The Rapids podcast is presented by Advocare, the official sports nutrition partner of the Colorado Rapids.